In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So writes St. John the Apostle. Our epistle reading for today, although, serves as our sermon text for today from Titus chapter 3. I want to draw your focus in particular to the first little bit of what St. Paul writes in our epistle for today. He says, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior." St. Paul begins by talking about two chief attributes of our God when he comes to save us. He says that God is good and that he is also full of loving kindness. The goodness of God is well known to us. We know that immediately after the fall into sin, what Adam and Eve deserved was to die for their sin. It was what God had said would happen should they eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We confessed moments ago that we, by our sins, deserve God's temporal and eternal punishment. But we know that our God is full of goodness, that out of his mercy, he comes to save us. God does not deal with us in justice, but comes to deal with us according to his grace and mercy towards us in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the goodness of our God that we proclaim and we begin to celebrate this holy day, the day that we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ's birth among us, where the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That second attribute that St. Paul uses here to describe our God is a little bit interesting. It says that God is full of loving kindness. Loving kindness. This is a term that we see a lot in the Old Testament. It's one of the chief attributes that we see used by the prophets in the Old Testament. They talk about how God is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. How his loving kindness towards God's people, his steadfast love, is immovable. It cannot be shaken. Despite the unfaithfulness of God's people, God still holds out steadfast love, this loving kindness towards his people. But in preparation for the sermon today, I noticed something in the Greek text that I hadn't previously noticed before this year, that I thought that would be appropriate to share for you this morning. That what our English Bibles translate as loving kindness here is actually the word philanthropy. The word philanthropy means lover of men. When someone is a philanthropic person, he does works of mercy and service towards his fellow man. He may give money to a charity, or he may work in a charity to bring relief to the poor and the downtrodden. That is actually the word here that St. Paul uses to describe our God. That our God is philanthropic towards man. Think about that for a moment. Your God is a philanthropist. But not in the same sense that the Salvation Army or Bill Gates might be philanthropic. But your God is a philanthropist in that he sends his Son, Jesus Christ, not to relieve this or that condition of suffering in this life, but in order that he might bring salvation to us. Now let's put those two words together. The goodness and the loving kindness, or the philanthropy of our God. Let's put those two things together. St. Paul says, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us." These two chief attributes find their fulfillment in one man, in the one man, Jesus Christ. When St. Paul here speaks of God's goodness and his loving kindness, his philanthropy towards you, he's not talking about how he feels about you, but he's talking about who he is towards you. That Jesus Christ, the flesh and blood Son of God, the Word made flesh who dwelt among us in the babe of Bethlehem, who still dwells among us who are gathered here in his name and at his word, who dwells on our altar here this morning, that same Jesus Christ is the goodness and the loving kindness of God incarnate for you. That your Lord Jesus Christ is the goodness, is the loving kindness of God towards you. And so when you want to know how God is disposed towards you, don't look at the outward circumstances of your life. Don't look at your bank accounts or your health or what the doctor says about your weight or your blood pressure. But look at what the scriptures say about our God and how he is disposed towards you. That in the goodness and loving kindness of the flesh and blood Son of God, your Lord descends from on high, as we sang moments ago in the hymn, to rescue you from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Not by works done by you, but out of his goodness and loving kindness towards you. This is the Reformation doctrine of salvation on full display for us here this morning on Christmas Day. That it is not out of our goodness or our worthiness that God descends to save us, but it is out of his divine fatherly goodness and mercy towards you. That out of the love for his Son, Jesus Christ, who came to be born among us, to assume the curse that we have inherited from our parents and that we have continued by our own sin. He took that upon himself. He lived a life of perfection before the law of God, the law that we read about in our gospel reading for this morning. He took that upon himself. He journeyed to the cross, bearing your sins and your suffering in his body. And by his death, by the works he accomplished on your behalf, won for you your salvation. This is why the Son of God became flesh, in order to bring about your salvation, out of his great love and mercy towards you. And this, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is what we celebrate on Christmas Day. That the babe of Bethlehem, the son of Mary, the Son of God, has become flesh, that he is the loving kindness and the goodness of God in the man, Jesus, to rescue you from sin, from death, and the power of the devil. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.